KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. Radar shows some light rain stretching from about the southeastern tip of Cass County through northwestern Cass County up into the southern halves of Harrison and Shelby County and over Pottawatomie County and the northwestern quadrant of Mills County. All that activity is moving off to the east-northeast. Here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios, looked outside just a moment ago and we had cloudy skies. It's currently 54 degrees. We do look for scattered showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms today in a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. Officials at the Guthrie County Public Health Department on Friday identified 7 cases of COVID-19 in an assisted living care facility in Guthrie County. The 7 cases include both staff and residents at Lakeside Village. According to the IDPH, an outbreak is when 3 or more cases of COVID-19 are identified among residents of a facility. The facility has notified residents and their families, and consistent with IDPH guidelines, the affected residents are in isolation. The Lakeside Village leadership team is working closely with Guthrie County Public Health to protect the health of all residents and staff with additional testing. Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbor said protecting the health and well-being of residents and staff is the highest priority. We know our older population is at the highest risk for serious COVID-19 illness, so we're monitoring the situation carefully and taking the highest precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. Guthrie County Public Health is continuing also to work very closely with their long-term and assisted living facilities in conjunction with the County Emergency Management Agency to provide guidance, personal protective equipment, medical resources, and training as they are needed. As of Friday, there were a total of 22 COVID-19 cases in Guthrie County, and the Health Department continues to work closely with the state and local partners to respond to the ongoing pandemic. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health on Friday reported 3 new COVID-19 cases. The total of COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County now stands at 45, but keep in mind, 23 of those individuals have since recovered, 19 are self-isolating at home, 1 is hospitalized, and there have been 2 deaths. The 3 newest cases are residents of Council Bluffs and include 2 males and 1 female. The individuals were tested for COVID-19 between April 28th and 29th. One of the cases is in a child ages 0 to 17, one is between 18 and 40, the third is between 41 and 60 years of age. 2 of them have pre-existing conditions. All 3 new cases had contact with an existing COVID-19 case, and all 3 of the individuals are self-isolating at home. Now, Pottawatomie County Public Health said they continue to conduct contact tracing investigations for each COVID-19 case. A part of the contact tracing is assessing risk to the general public. And if there's not a risk to the general public, public health will communicate directly with specific contacts that have been identified in the investigation. If and when a risk to the general public is identified, Pott County Public Health will publicly identify the location and communicate any actions the public should take. Authorities say because we have community spread in Pottawatomie County of COVID-19, individuals should be taking precautions to protect themselves. Stay home as much as possible, limit travel and shopping, and if you must leave home, practice social distancing. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Implement excellent hygiene and disinfectant practices. Wash your hands and disinfect frequently touched surfaces multiple times per day. And by all means, if you're sick, self-isolate at home. Mills County Public Health yesterday had been notified of a 3rd confirmed case of the novel coronavirus or COVID-19. The person there is a minor under the age of 18 and is isolated at home. Mills County Public Health has conducted contact tracing investigations for that case to identify close contacts who should monitor their health symptoms and self-isolate. All known individuals who have had close contact with the confirmed case have been notified and are in isolation with the Iowa Department of Public Health per protocol. And as officials say also that as we continue to navigate through this pandemic, we encourage residents to continue to use good judgment in the decisions that they make if you're planning to be out and about. Well, with no known end date to the coronavirus fight, the American Red Cross is encouraging healthy individuals to make appointments to donate blood or platelets to ensure that blood remains readily available for patients who still rely on transfusions. For trauma patients, children battling cancer, mothers experiencing childbirth complications, patients with sickle cell disease, and others continues. Donated blood has a limited shelf life of 42 days for red cells and just 5 days for platelets, so the supply must be constantly replenished. Anyone who's healthy and who feels well enough to make an appointment are asked to do so this May by downloading the free Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or enabling the Blood Donor skill on any Alexa Echo device. Donors are asked to schedule an appointment prior to arriving at the blood drive and are required to wear a face covering or mask while at the blood drive in alignment with the CDC per public guideline. Each Red Cross blood drive and donation center will also follow the highest standards of safety and infection control, and additional precautions, including social distancing and face covering for donors and staff, have been implemented to safeguard donors, volunteers, and employees. Some upcoming blood donation opportunities here in Cass County, May 14th from noon until 6 at the Atlantic YMCA in Griswold, also on May the 14th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ. In Montgomery County, Red Oak has a blood donation opportunity May 11th from 12:30 until 5 at the Red Oak High School Auditorium. In Shelby County, there's one in Erling on May the 4th from noon until 6 at St. Joseph's Hall. And in Harlan, also on May the 4th from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Peterson Family Wellness Center, and from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in Harlan at the Veterans Memorial Building. There are other opportunities in the same story you can find on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Wilbert Lynn Hubbard, age 100, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Walnut, died April 25th at the North Crest Living Center in Council Bluffs. Private family graveside services for Wilbur Hubbard will be held May the 9th at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is assisting the family. Kevin R. Christensen, age 53, of Brayton, died April 20th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life for Kevin Christensen will be held at a later date. The Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dorothy McCune, age 103, of Audubon, died April 24th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A private family funeral service for Dorothy McCune will be held at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Robert Van Cleve, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Robert Van Cleve are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.